wound, and a dog with a nasal disease.
Foo Fighters for all you boys and girls. It is 2:08 in the afternoon here at the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO on this day of the 29th of January. I'm DJ Paulie B, reporting for duty. And sitting across from me is, what is your name again?
Tina Marie. I almost forgot my own name.
Well, it happens when you get old. That's right.
I'm not as close to 50 as you.
It is 40 degrees in the lovely state of Medford, Mass.
Whew.
Yeah.
It feels like it's 90.
I'll tell you right now, it feels like it's 34 from what I'm reading. But we're not outside, which I kind of wish we were broadcasting from outside, because it is 1,000 degrees in this studio.
Oh, God. This is worse than the summertime.
Oh, man. Anyways, welcome to the big show, boys and girls. We'll be doing some silly news today. I will give you weekend weather and, just a bunch of nonsense and as well as great music that we will be playing all day. If you guys would like to hear anything special, you can either go on my Facebook page, DJ Paulie B, or the Giddy Up page. Or you can give us a shout here at the station at 617-627-3800. Yeah, we haven't been here in a little while. Well, off and on because of the holidays. And last week we were both sick. And I'm still a little sick, even though maybe you can hear it in my voice. I'm a little congested. I got that green thing on the commercial stuck in my throat.
The mucus guy? Mucinex guy?
Yeah.
He has a man cold.
I'll tell you right now, that Mucinex, I recommend it. That thing, that even though it's way more expensive, it works. Works really good.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It kills that green guy. It sure does.
That green guy's really ugly.
So what do we got going on? We got a lot going on this weekend, right?
A lot, yeah. A wicked lot.
Yeah, you're gonna film a scene in a movie tomorrow, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that! Oh, I didn't know you were gonna say that.
Well, we're gonna give you what the goings on around Boston are too.
We are.
All right. Yes, okay. You are.
Yes, I am. He's putting me to work, people.
Well,
no time to be sick.
You want to be on the radio? I play the music.
Just man colds.
And you do the. Looking up of stuff.
I'm the looker-upper.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's a word.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to take a break, play a couple songs, get situated. Like I said, you guys want to hear anything, hit me up or hit us up on the Giddy Up page, and we'd be glad to take care of any of your requests. Of course, this is the rock and roll station, so no requests for Bieber or Kanye, okay? Or Kane West.
Kane.
As I like to call him, because they're both douches. Anyways. All right, take us out, T, and we'll be back.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right. We'll be right back, kids.
She nursed him there. Remember the time. Okay, terrific. Okay, terrific.
A Little Sour Girl by STP, and that's probably one of my favorite STP songs, Stone Temple Pilots songs. Scott Weiland, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that guy. Anyways, welcome back to the show, kids. 2:28 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on Tufts' number one freeform station. I guess it's the only freeform station. But it's the New England's number one freeform station, I will say. I'm going to make a bold statement.
That's bold, all right.
Yeah, it is. Anyways, welcome to the show, kids. just a quick reminder. What was I going to say? I'm getting Alzheimer's. I just blamed you for it.
You're already there.
All right, I'm already there. Well, it is 40 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford. If I remember, I'll cut into your shout-outs. So, as I said, this is the time of the show that we like to appreciate all our listeners. And I guess just take it away, Tina Marie.
Okie dokie. So, we have a...
Any new likes?
Oh, no, we don't have a new like. We have a special shout-out to Sean O'Sullivan.
Yes.
And his group, Thin Air.
Who
we will have...
May be on the show soon.
Yes, soon in
studio.
Nice
local group and rock and roll group. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we can't wait. Hopefully soon we'll set something up.
Exactly.
And that would be very cool.
Yes, so Sean said he was going to listen. So, hey, Sean, what's up, man?
All right, dude. What's happening? Get those solar panels. That's worth one free solo panel, each shout out, I believe.
Right. So I should keep saying his name? Actually, they're free anyways, silly.
All right, well, he owes us money then.
Jennifer Kanarazinski Leadham, Mar and Kim at Malden Trans.
Love you, Mom. And Kim's with my dad, Buddy, in the hospital right now.
Yes, speedy recovery for Buddy.
Yes, we love you.
Billy Roderick. Bus number 12, who today has Andy at the wheel.
Yeah.
Driving home, Ben and Alex.
What's up, Ann?
Andy the bus driver, the dispatcher bus driver.
That's right.
He has many roles down there.
Yes.
He's bus shed. Oh, isn't he a cab driver, too?
He's a jack of all trades, master of none.
Oh, no, he's a dispatcher.
Yes.
Not a cab driver.
Yes.
Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands.
Yes.
Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon down in Wakefield. Go down and get yourself some nice breakfast this weekend.
Mm, yes. They have goat pancakes this week, which is nice.
Oh, goat pancakes?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. That sounds lovely.
Yeah. And octopus omelets, which is nice as well. Let's go down and fill up. Fill up, kids.
You can't. Octopus omelet. Christine Atwell, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel.
Chase.
Who will be on tonight from 10 to midnight.
Willie?
I don't. Yeah, I think so. He didn't cancel.
Or is he going to rest up for the role tomorrow?
No. We'll see you tomorrow, Chase.
Yeah, we'll be listening in tonight, definitely. Because now we have the opportunity. We don't have to chase kids around the house.
We don't have to chase kids around the house?
Huh.
Maybe Chase does.
Well, that's maybe why his mother called him, named him Chase.
Maybe,
she had to chase him around as a kid.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll be next to him in that movie.
Yeah. And I'll just be there for the buffet.
I don't think there's free food.
They're going to feed you.
Oh, they do? An independent film's going to feed you?
I
think they don't have any money. That's why I'm not getting paid.
Every time you guys are filming, I'm going to photobomb it. I'm going to run behind you guys. There's a street behind you. Hey, who's that guy in the set? That's Paulie. We all know him.
Not a porno. They'll be like, security! Throw that guy out. Hey, honey, here's the keys. Go wait in the car, please.
They don't have security. If they don't have a craft table, they don't have security.
How do you know?
Yeah, okay.
They're just waiting for people like you that are crashing it.
Yeah, well, it would suck getting beat up by a naked guy.
Right? Nothing's worse than that.
Nope.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff. Who's Stotten?
Nothing.
Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, who I will see tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you for this opportunity to pretend that I'm an actress.
And pretend you're a rock and roll DJ.
Oh, and that too, yes.
Yes.
Yes, because I love to pretend to be things I'm not. Danny Martinetti and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge, who was on last night from 8 to 10, and I actually got to listen in my car. It came in on the radio, driving through.
Okay, terrific.
You're such a creep. Driving through Revere.
Yeah.
Bus number 100. With Wayno, captain in that bus, driving home his students today.
Captain Wayne. Like Captain Steubing, except...
except his name's Wayne.
Except Wayne has hair.
That is true. Wayne does have a full head of hair. Kenny Melanson. Chris, the funny man, Ridgeway, who we may see soon.
He was going to come on today, but he had a meeting for work. So
okay. I didn't know what the update was on that. You didn't fill me in.
I guess work all of a sudden takes precedence.
Unlike me, who's been blowing work off for 2 weeks. Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Charlie Driver, Danny Rosen, Kyle the bus driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler.
Whoops.
You telling Lisa you wanted to follow you?
Yes.
You hear that, Lily? He wants you to follow him.
What's up, Blake?
Into hell. Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Katie Lyons Tadiff, Dorothea Bruzy Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Goddess Mary Canavan, bus number 34 with Christine at the wheel and all those kids and that she's driving around and dropping off in Chelsea.
That's right. 18 million kids.
Chelsea's so big. She needs 2 hours to bring them all home. No, I'm just kidding. Mason Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie in Bergamo.
Yes.
Who we love.
Mustache mayor of Medford. Triple M.
Triple M, we're going to call him.
He beats M&M's. He's M&M and M.
He beats,
and he raps better than M&M.
We're going to call him M cubed. Is 3 mean cubed?
Yes, it does.
All right, M cubed.
M cubed.
Call him. Denise Fioretti Mamelet.
Yes.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack.
Big Jack.
Hey, Big Jack.
We might see him tonight.
Tonight?
Or tomorrow night. He said he'd probably make it out, yeah. He called yesterday.
Oh, okay, good, because I need that piece of wood cut.
Well, I'll cut it tonight, whatever. He wants his saw back.
I've been waiting for you to cut it for 2 weeks since he dropped the saw off.
Hey, I've been sick.
Man cold don't count.
It does.
And Janice doesn't. Cab number 19. Big shout out to Chet, who's on the road to recovery. Get well soon.
Yes,
we love you.
We love you, Chet.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel, who's most likely very upset that the Patriots lost.
Yeah, he's probably sleeping in some parking lot.
He's in the alleyway. So sad that the Patriots lost.
He's in depression.
Yeah,
they put him in a home. With his Brewski jersey.
Yeah, I know he was Brewski jersey. He's stuck in the, what was that, the 90s? No.
No.
When did Brewski play? 2000s?
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't know. I don't follow that. Christine Fantasiastic. Yes.
Fantasiastic.
Fantasiastic.
Yes.
Buddy Nicole and Chloe.
Yes, yes.
Irish Eddie Codea, Jen and Rhiannon.
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 Yes, my niece.
Christina Papalardo. Maybe you should play her song today for her.
And what would that be?
Her song, Rhiannon.
Oh, Rhiannon. I thought you meant Papalardo song.
We have a Papalardo song?
I don't know. What's that? What's the matter of you? Hey!
There you go,
oh,
Christina.
Oh, she's very Italian.
I know. Well, I would say Papalardo is a very Italian name. We just gave her a song.
Yes. I'll be giving Papalardos out in the parking lot later. hold on. We got a phone call here. Really, we interrupt this shout out for a phone call. Right. WMFO, you are live on the air. Please do not swear.
I'll try. It's very hard, though, listening to you guys on the radio.
What's up, Danny?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing, bud?
How long since I talked to you guys?
Huh?
You don't even know who this is.
Who is it?
Chris. It's Rosa.
Oh, jeez.
You called him Danny.
Well, it sounded like Danny Martinetti.
Oh.
What's up, Chris?
All right. You guys are a little weird anyway. I'm driving a truck, listening to you guys on the radio, and...
Right on.
I'm telling you to get some better jokes.
Get some better jokes? Well, lay one on us.
I'm not a joke.
Just stick to landscaping, pal.
Oh, I thought, but he's a goalie, too. Stick to goalie in.
Yeah.
Ray Bork never picked up a stick that day.
Picked up what?
A stick. What day?
The day of the tournament.
Ray Bork wasn't there.
I said Mrs. Ray Bork.
Oh, Mrs. Ray Bork. Listen, I told you if it was raining, I wasn't going out there. I wasn't going to make a fool out of myself like all those guys falling all over the place.
Nothing wrong with that. I fell a couple times. It's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Just blame it on the alcohol.
I didn't have any in me.
Right.
Maybe you wouldn't have fell then.
No, I would have. It was really slippery. Come on, you know that. Oh, no, you didn't because you were standing in net. Getting shot on.
Getting scored on. Swiss cheese Rosa, they call him.
He called in to get ragged on.
I keep coming.
You guys are funny.
Now we're funny. See, we just needed the right content.
I just wanted to call and say hello. It's been a while since I talked to you guys.
I know, brother.
I know. We haven't talked to you in a while. What's up?
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, bro. And
have a good day.
Let's keep in touch. Yeah, you too, pal.
Talk to you later, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. Swiss cheese Rosa. Formerly Boston Bruin.
Well, where was I?
I don't know where I was.
We were at Papalardo.
Yes, Papalardo.
Oh, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E.
That just sounds wrong.
I know. We always say that.
That's okay.
Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termosh, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally, Rosemary and Ed Lyons. Those would be my mummy and daddy. Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Sharla Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, and last but not least, the lovely Amy Giamacco Moquin.
Yes,
and
Peabody.
Those will be your shout-outs for January 29th, 2016.
Thank you, Tina Marie.
Boom.
For those wonderful shout-outs. Oh, anyways. All right, let's get back to some music. We'll come
Why
back.
Did you say Peabody?
She's from Peabody.
Oh,
she lives in Peabody.
Oh. So you were giving Peabody a shout-out.
Why not? The Tanners. All her sons play baseball, football, everything.
Hockey?
Yeah. Not sure.
Usually if you play baseball and football, you don't play hockey.
Right, because, football. Anyways, 40 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford, Mass. And we're going to play a couple tunages, come back with some silly news and some whatever we got for content.
Because
we are silly here.
Mm-hmm.
We are silly here at the Giddy Up. So why don't you take us out, Tina Marie, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Giddy Up.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had. You're not to do.